The common answer in my household when someone asks, "What are you making for dinner?" is reservations. This is Lisa Berry, and if you are among the majority who dine out at least once a week, then you look forward to Ann Arbor's Restaurant Week as much as I do, and it's going on right now. And who better to talk to about it than the food and dining reporter for the Ann Arbor News and M Live. And of course, you hear her every weekend as the host of The In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for reaching out. You know, I love to talk about restaurants in Ann Arbor.
Yes, of course. You know, I just read something that said that Ann Arbor, outside of Chicago, is the dining mecca of the Midwest. Had you heard that?
Well, you know, Ann Arbor's restaurant scene gets a lot of accolades, and I think we have a really robust scene, especially considering what a small city Ann Arbor really is. So, yeah, you know, you hear that kind of thing. I think Bon Appetit back in 2009 said that Ann Arbor was one of the biggest foodie towns in the country. A lot of people talk about the food scene here.
Okay, so what exactly is Restaurant Week?
Well, it's organized by the Main Street Area Association, and this time around, they do it twice a year. They do it in January and June. 56 now restaurants participate by offering special menus. So at lunchtime, you've got a $15 per person, or in many cases, two for $15, a lunch menu. And at dinner time, you either have a three-course, fixed-price, $28 per person menu, or some of the restaurants with, you know, lower price points are participating at the two for $28.
Is it meant to feature different foods? Is it meant to be a deal or a little bit of both?
It depends on the restaurant. In some cases, what you're doing is you're looking at restaurants maybe that you hadn't thought about before and looking at dishes that are really appealing looking. Maybe you've never eaten that Slurping Turtle. They have this amazing Tantan Men ramen, this pork ramen that's like to die for. Here's an opportunity to try not just that, but they pull together some of their other, I guess you'd call them, biggest hits, like their fried Brussels sprouts. Here's a chance to try a multi-course meal, go out with friends, and try something new. Or it's a way to, maybe you really like dining at the Chop House, but the Chop House is expensive. So here's a menu where you can go, and you know that you're capped off at $28 per person, plus gratuity and beverages. So these are different reasons, but the whole reason behind the Ann Arbor Restaurant Week is a celebration of that dining scene that gets national attention.
Have you gone out yet this week?
So last night we went out, yes, and I was really interested in the menu at Grange. I think
it looks so good. I saw that.
Chef Johns there does amazing things with working with local farmers and bringing in meat and vegetables and cooking to the seasons and bringing in local ingredients. Often he's able to source things within a 50-mile radius. Not everything, but many of the things come from a lot of local farms. So I went and had a roasted chicken that was fantastic.
And another good part of this is that Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor is a fundraiser as well.
This is a first, and I know this is something that Maura at the Main Street Area Association has been working on, collaborating with food gatherers. So we're up to 24 of the participating restaurants in the Restaurant Week are donating a portion of what they collect for Restaurant Week toward Washtenaw County's food rescue program and food bank food gatherers, whether it's 50% of their alcohol sales that some have, whether it's, you know, everything that they earn from selling a specific dessert. Each restaurant is different. But 24 restaurants are making donations from their proceeds from Restaurant Week to food gatherers.
Is there a website? Where can we find out more?
So you can go to AnnArborRestaurantWeek.com, and it's a newly redesigned website, and it's much more user-friendly. You can see on the list of restaurants, all of the restaurants that participate, they have the little food gatherers carrot emblem on them. You can also sort by all the restaurants that offer two-for-one deals, all of them that offer vegan and vegetarian options, and all of the restaurants that offer lunch. If you want my opinion, you can go to mlive.com/AnnArbor, and right at the top of the page are my recommendations for 12 dishes to check out during Restaurant Week.
One of the luckiest writers in the world, the food and dining reporter for the Ann Arbor News and M Live. And of course, you'll hear her every weekend as the host of The In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU. Jessica Webster, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.